First parak of Yuma, Mishnah Gimel. We are discussing what was done those 7 days the Kohen Gadol was in the Mishkas Palhajim before Yom Kippur. So in that period of time, Moshe Loi Skeinim, Mizikne Bezdin, they would give him Skeinim from the Sanhedrin. They would teach him the Dine Avoida, the Karm Lefonim Seder Ayoim. They would teach him the order of the Korbanot that were done in Yom Kippur. V'ayimim Loi Ishi Kohen Gadol, Malchosh of a Kohen Gadol. Kro Ato Beficho. That you should read out, say out these halachas with your mouth. We know that learning Torah should be done in a fashion that you hear what you're saying. Rabbi Yashiv, most of his life, learned by himself, but he always is talking. Shema shachachta or shema lelamata. Maybe you forgot something or you didn't learn it properly. By saying it out, we'll be able also to test you to see if you know it. Every Yom Kippur Mishachris, the morning before Yom Kippur, Mamidim Oitim Vishal Mizrach, Mavim Lefonim Porim Eilam Mekvotim, they stand them on the eastern gate, which was the entrance of the Azara area, and they would pass in front of him the various Korbanos, Kedei Sheyem Makiv V'Rogel Bavoida. He should be familiar with a different type of animals, and he will be used to doing that Voida. Yeah, it's an interesting thing that it doesn't say that he brought a seirin. The seirin were brought for chatos. And it says the reason why they didn't do that is because if he's going to get reminded of all the chatoim, all the various of Klal Yisrael, it's going to get him down. So we leave that out. We just show him the other Kabbalah.